Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be with you all today. It's Friday the 13th, and it is your lucky day. It's your lucky day all the way around. Not only because we're at this most sacred, most amazing time on the planet, but I've got an amazing special guest for you today. Just a few moments ago, before I got signed on to Skype so that we can do this recording, I wanted to go on Facebook and promote this call one more time. And I saw that my guest today wrote this on her Facebook post. And this is what she said. Do you remember when I was living that Dateline episode in Austin? Some of you told me to write a book, Ready for Ignition. Thank you, Cornelia Stephanie, for the opportunity to share my transformation. Hoping by me sharing, I will be able to help at least one person. It's not about the trauma. It's what you do with it. You're not your story that happened to you. You create your own comeback story. And this is exactly what living heaven on earth is all about. We create our own realities and we create our own comeback story. We let the old part of ourselves that's no longer in alignment with the truth of our being fall away so that we can step into the truth of who we are. And the truth of who we are is magnificent, radiant, amazing, powerful creators. So that's why I want to introduce you to my guest today, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. Brooke has inspired and empowered thousands of clients, instructors, healthcare providers, and patients worldwide throughout her 25 years of healthcare and fitness industry experience. She began her journey in Western medicine as a pharmaceutical sales representative for Procter & Gamble. After suffering a debilitating back injury, she prevented surgery by using acupuncture and yoga. This inspired Brooke to study in Asia, and she became a Chinese medicine doctor and yoga teacher. She's in the process right now of receiving her doctorate degree in December. A painful, shocking divorce led Brooke to an awakening. Her decision to choose vibrant living over fear during this time produced profound healing and transformation. From these learnings, Brooke developed the Health Fountain Institute, TM, a world leader in vitality and life enhancement education to help people live a vibrant life. Brooke has traveled the world presenting classes nationally and internationally at conventions, trainings, and seminars. She served as a national fitness trainer presenter for the world leader in group fitness in Les Mills International, New Zealand. She has presented AccuFit Meridian Yoga TM workshops at yoga studios, conventions at the Sedona Yoga Festival. She currently serves on the board of directors for the Hawaii Acupuncture Association and has a private practice in Kapaa, Hawaii. She lives there with her golden retriever, retriever Aruba happily thriving in Kauai. By integrating evidence-based integrated medicine, she can help you succeed and reach your healthcare goals. Everything happens for the first time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Please help me welcome today my very special guest, Dr. Brooke Forman, to the show. Welcome to the show, Brooke.
Thank you. Aloha, Cornelia. It's a pleasure.
Yay. And I wanted to introduce you today as Dr. Brooke.
It's coming.
Because it's coming. It's just right around the corner. And might as well receive your first congratulations here and being announced as Dr. Brooke. And that's a job well done, following a passion that you're so passionate about and how you're helping people. So, and it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It sure has, yeah.
Yeah. So, tell us about that date full time in Austin, Texas.
Well, I was living a beautiful life, is what I thought, in Austin, Texas. I had a thriving business, and I had an amazing husband. And I thought my life was perfect. I had houses, cars, boats, you know, travel. I thought everything was perfect. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. And, you know, there's some traumatic events and surprises and secrets that were revealed. And, you know, at that point, I realized I was kind of in the middle of a Dateline episode. And, that I just woke up and everything that I thought was reality isn't anymore. And, you know, there's a couple different ways that you can deal with that. You can either, you know, be a victim to your story, mm-hmm. and, you know, just continue to tell your story in order to receive pity and attention. Or you can do what I did, which is, you know, dig down and recreate your life and figure out what you're really here to do, and transform that trauma into an amazing comeback. And that's part of the reason why I met you. And I feel like this is an important story that is almost like a hero's journey, like, you know, Bilbo Baggins, the reluctant hobbit who didn't want to take the ring. And, you know, just like most of us, I just wanted to take, you know, enjoy my life and not have any bumps. And that's just not how it rolled out for me. I was handed the ring. And at the time, I was terrified. I had anxiety. I was, you know, absolutely adrenal fatigued, crippled by fear. And the once super confident person became a recluse. I didn't want to come out. I didn't want to be seen. And it's been a process coming out. And part of what, you know, we're talking about today is this transformation. And what I used to cope with that was a bunch of different healings. And one of them was travel. I just said, I got to get out of Austin. And I said, screw it. And I sold all my belongings. And I had a dream about Kauai, specifically about that Hindu temple that you and I have been to, right?
Yeah.
Powerful. And it just wouldn't stop talking to me. And so I was like, okay, universe, I'm going to try it. So I sold all of my life in Austin, 4,000 square foot house, boat houses, boats, cars. And without a job, my dog Aruba and I just landed on Kauai and started from there. And I just thought, let's try this.
Mm-hmm. And so this all happened from a dream?
It did, yeah. I knew I wasn't going to be staying in Austin because there was too much trauma around for me. And you know, I had lots of counseling during that time, and it was the recommendation of my counselor to, you know, get away. Mm-hmm. And even if it's for a short amount of time, because separating yourself from the wreckage really gave me a new perspective. I think a lot of us hang around in our wreckage, go back to it, look at it over and over again, and continue to analyze it. And it didn't help me. And with that, since I'm a science-based person, I was doing a lot of research on fear. I read a book by Dr. Lisa Rankin.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that led me into the research of fear. And I thought, wow, that totally aligns with meridians in Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. And what started to happen is people started to come see me for acupuncture, and the physical manifestations were kind of what were coming up from whatever was going on in the mind. And so this is the beauty of, you know, the transformation is out of all that pain, I started to see within myself that I could be healed. Yeah. And I, you know, we're all special. We're all here to show a gift. And my portal was acupuncture and yoga.
Yeah. And those are amazing healing techniques. You know, we can do our yoga, we can practice our yoga, and the acupuncture and acupressure. You're going to share a little bit more with us later about your studies and all of that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Dr. Brooke Horman on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. We'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or are getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Brooke Foreman. And Brooke is talking to us today about a painful time in her life that brought on a lot of healing and transformation and a whole new life, a whole new beginning for her. So, Brooke, tell us about when you were still in Texas and about some of the trauma that you were actually experiencing. Like you had everything. You had the most amazing husband, and you had all kinds of material possessions, and life was great. And then all of a sudden, it all started unraveling, which you call part of your awakening.
It's true. And this is always something that is so hard for me to talk about because, it involves a lot of shame and, you know, I was really inspired by Brené Brown's books on bravery and courage and, you know, kind of shedding light on that shame. What I encountered in Austin was a relationship with a sociopath and or what other people have called a sociopath. And at the time, I had no idea because I thought my husband was the greatest guy in the world. And he was, until all of the secrets began to be revealed to me, that my life actually was only a lie. It was a mirage. None of it was true. The marriage, the possessions, the life that I had projected out in the future, all of it was a lie. And I was being manipulated. And the sad thing is a lot of my close family and friends could see what was happening, but they couldn't get to me because I was so entrained by the sociopath. And this is what happens. There's a lot of really strong people out there that are empathic. And when they want to help someone else, this can be a trap. And you know, as I was reading the Women Who Run with Wolves, I encountered this specific story that reminded me of my story about the feral woman, the wild feminine, who is wild and free and creative and expressive and, you know, gets trapped by something sparkly or delicious or whatever. And it becomes an entrainment. A training, a captivity. And I think a lot of us have been in that, whether it's you know, a relationship or addictive behaviors or anything else. And then when we finally break free, it's painful to finally stand up for yourself and break free. And when you do return to the wild, then you're so wild that you ensnare yourself in other traps that are because now you've become a little bit more of a prey. And so this is something that I had to watch when I first was going through the divorce is, you know, protecting myself from future, you know, entrapments. And that's when the work started to happen. I first and foremost separated myself from the trauma, which I think is the most important thing. And also it was the most painful for me because the last thing that somebody wants is to separate from their person that's sick and hurting. But that was part of what had to happen in order for me to break the entrainment and escape, quite honestly. And all those nights were filled with fear for my life. I was scared. My friends and family were trying to reassure me, trying to protect me, and they did. And, you know, Could it be the perception in my mind? Yes, it most certainly could have been, because I have made it through and everything's fine now. But it's now 3 years and I'm still, making sure and being cautious about my path of snares and traps. And so that way, I am again that wild feminine. I am that feral woman. And I no longer have shame about talking about my encounter with a sociopath, because in fact, there's like 40 or 60% of CEOs of companies are sociopaths. They might be your mother, they might be your family member, they might be your lover. And the one thing that they do well is they quiet you and they shame you and they gaslight you so that they make you feel like you're crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
They quiet you, they shame you, and they gaslight you. One of my questions I just had is, what does a sociopath do? What do they do?
Well, there's some interesting stuff. I had no idea. I just thought that my husband was a liar and a cheat. And I remember vividly my attorney saying, you may want to read this book. And then she slid across the desk, The Sociopath Next Door. And I thought, all right, it was a little book. And I'm like, I'll read it. Okay, fine. So I read the book. And sadly, like one by one, as the pages turned, I was like, wow, what have I gotten myself into? And how do I get out now? Mm-hmm. And the first step was actually realizing it, because a sociopath is actually somebody that, I didn't even know what the term was.
Right.
I thought it was just, some derogatory term that we use on people, but it's an actual clinical term in psychology that, they don't have a conscience. And so they're able to easily lie and manipulate so that they can get what they need and what they want, which is you continuing to feed them. And I was hook, line, and sinker. Thought he was the greatest thing ever.
How long were you married?
6 years.
6 years. And so this didn't start revealing itself until how many years into the marriage?
Because the sixth year.
The sixth year is when it really started uncovering.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just say that I had a traumatic event that, all of a sudden opened my eyes to everything that was happening around me all at one time. And it was shock. It was awe. And, at first I was stunned and didn't know what to do. And so this is what part of my healing was, is I went to my best friend, who is also an acupuncturist, Dr. Mac Burke, and he worked on me. And I also had several other acupuncturists working on me, but it was mostly for emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once we started releasing the fear, I started doing prescriptive poses of yoga that started to release and let that fear go. And that's when I started sleeping through the night and not having anxiety and terror and worry. And consequently, during that time, my doctor took some blood work, and all of my blood work was, like high normal, like high triglycerides, high A1C, high cortisol levels. And I knew as a doctor that I had to change something, even if I'm exercising and eating the right things, this emotional stuff is absolutely affecting my health, and I had to make a change.
And, and that's such a huge piece, being in your emotional wellness, being in your emotional health is part of the work that I teach. And it's a key component to navigating, these emotional times that we're in, so that we can manifest and create a life that is based on health and wellness and wholeness rather than chaos and trauma and abuse and addiction and fear, right?
Right. So right.
Yeah. So my goodness, that must have been, so did you strategize with people in your community at that time? Because when you started changing then, Did you strategize letting your husband know that you're going to be out of there, or how did you leave? I'm curious.
Well, I feel like the universe was leading me in a very interesting way, because it was the weekend that all of the trauma was revealed to me. The next weekend, I was supposed to go and present AccuFit Meridian Yoga to the Sedona Yoga Festival in Sedona, Arizona. Huh. And I thought, oh, I can't do it. I'm destroyed. I can't do it. And, my best girlfriend and yogi, Malia Scott, she said, you know what? You got to do it. You've got to get out there. This is what your program's all about. You're living your program now. And I hadn't even told anyone at this point other than her. And I got out there and I presented that AccuFit Meridian Yoga to, you know, people that I never even thought would show up, doctors, nurses, yoga therapists, and shared my story for the first time in a small group. We all cried. And then we went on to release it with the yoga, which I realized at that point that this is something that really could help people. But to answer your question, during that time is when I was away. Sedona is such an amazing vortex of healing. And so I went and had a healing with my own teacher, Barbara Matsura, who taught me Reiki level one in Japan. And she happened to move to Sedona. So I went and had a healing with her. And released a lot of that anger and fear and moved into gratitude.
Wow. Yeah. So then you presented, you were able to present. And of course, you know, before you went to Sedona, you were filled with shame. You were filled with suppression, because that's part of the energy in the physical body, where the emotions are suppressed. When they're suppressed in the organs, which is why your work is so powerful, because you teach people how to release it through acupressure, right? And also yoga. That's your own signature series that you developed. And so now here you are. You're releasing during this presentation and people are experiencing it with you. So then you go back home, and then what happens?
Well, while I was there and going through, I went to all the different vortexes. I meditated, I cried. And it was during that time that I became really clear. It was quiet, still, and clear, crystal clear, that my strategy was out, get out. And so I did. I just went home and I simply left my husband. I just, wow, a few of my belongings and my dog. And left. And honestly, I never saw him again, because I dismantled my house and sold everything off and put it in a storage unit and just walked away. And in that way, it was very metaphorical of walking away, letting go, because I'm the type of person that's all in, keep on working at it. You know, fix it at your own expense. And so that's what I did. I just simply changed. I just got real clear all of a sudden, and I could no longer deny that I needed to go. And I couldn't not hear the voice in my head saying, you are going away from here. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go and interview in a couple different places. I interviewed in Florida, all over Texas, California, got a bunch of job offers. And I thought, okay, this is it. I'm closer to my family. I can, you know, start a new life and move on. But that night that I was about to say yes to Sanibel Acupuncture and Wellness, I told the guy all but yes. And then I woke up after dreaming about Kauai the whole night. I said, I'm moving to Kauai. And then the strategy began. I just started putting everything together, selling things off, shipping my car, and arrived with no job.
What a fantastic story. You arrived in Kauai with no job, beginning to create your own version of paradise. After you honored the feminine in you, after you honored your heart, even though that was such a courageous move on your part to take yourself out of it. But, you know, I see this so much that if you don't honor yourself first, nobody else can mm-hmm. honor you above you, right? You have to be the first.
So true.
Right? So now we're skipping the break because I just want to continue on with this discussion. So now you're in Kauai, and tell us about what happened next.
Well, Kauai, I didn't realize at the time. I had only visited it one time, and it was just with girlfriends, just as a tourist. So I didn't really know about the healing powers of Mama Kauai as I do now. And that she also is a vortex, and people come here to heal. She's seen as a female energy, and I didn't know any of these things when I arrived. So I started by just doing what I always do, just getting started, putting one foot in front of the other, and just creating joy in my life. I pushed away the fear and added gratitude in my life every day with meditation, with walks on the beach. And I began to meet friends as I was going through the healings. Mm. And I met Charlotte Scott Russell, who gave me amazing healings to release what was going on with me. I had awesome massage therapists that I came in contact with. And it was just an amazing group of powerful women here that just really wanted to lift each other up. And in fact, that's how I met you.
Yeah.
Was a group of people coming together that were all lifting each other up. And it's such an amazing community. I couldn't ask for a better Forrest Gumping situation. That's what I call it, how I somehow arrive in an amazing situation. And here I am.
Yeah. I want to tell people how they can find you on Facebook. Would you tell us how they can find you on Facebook?
Sure. You can find me Brooke Beckstein Foreman on Facebook. And I also have AccuFit Meridian Yoga. And my institute that I've put together that is encompassing, it's like the big circus tent for all of these things, is called Health Fountain Institute.
Yeah, and I love that. And what is that? Is that under your website, brookeforeman.com? Can
yes.
people find it under that as well? Under brookeforeman.com, is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I met you, this was just a few months ago. It was such an incredible night because we were celebrating someone's birthday. And there you were, you know, you have this amazing presence about you that people just immediately start feeling good around you. It's just because you have that energy that you bring. It's this amazing presence, an angelic presence. Not only do you look like that, but really, that's really coming from your heart. And you were sitting at the table giving everyone readings with their pulse, which, you know, caught my attention. And I'm like, well, I want one of those. And then that's how you and I started. And I was so impressed with just how you had captured everyone's energy with your energy and how beautiful your medicine is that I wanted to bring you on the radio show and tell everybody about it, because that's what it is. You keep talking about, you know, how we lift each other up, and somebody's going to hear this story today, and that's going to be exactly what it is they need to hear to have the courage that they need in order to make the change and say yes to the beautiful inside of who they really are, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a very fun night. This is what happens to me a lot. You know, I arrive somewhere and, you know, get to talking, someone hears I'm an acupuncturist, and you know, then questions come across the table, like, and then I'm like, stick out your tongue, let me feel your pulse. And so it, you know, probably from looking at it from afar, it looks like fortune telling. And, you know, people go, how did you know that about me? And it's nothing but a big secret here. This is Chinese medicine, and you hold all of those symbols and messages, and you also hold the key, or the ring, shall we say, of your own healing. And, you know, I'm just the trail guide that brings you back to that. And that's what happened at that table. And we just had a blast that night going, wow, I'm just reflecting back to you. What's going on with you and how you are.
Yeah. And I love, you know, how you're saying you're the trail guide that leads people back into themselves. When you were measuring my pulse, you were telling me that, wow, you know, this is really balanced. That if all your clients weren't like that, then you probably wouldn't have any work or something like that, you said to me. And part of the reason why that's like that is because emotionally, that's where my authority lies and where my expertise lies. And having an emotional body that is healed and whole and knowing how to process my emotions. So if people want to, they can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and they can get a free emotional processing technique that's on the left-hand corner there on the bottom that talks about emotional processing. But you also have a free assessment for people that we want to tell them about. And I haven't taken it myself, but I can't wait to do it, because tell us about it right now, about the assessment that you were telling me about this morning.
Well, it's kind of inspired from our little birthday dinner that we were having, because, you know, everybody wants to know what's going on, you know, and have, you know, they're so fun to do those little tests and quizzes. So I put together a meridian mood test. And so with the meridian mood, it doesn't mean, you know, anything like, you know, that your liver is, you know, something wrong with it or anything. It's just a mood that you're in. And that's when you come to a Chinese medicine doctor like me, we check what's going on right now, not who your old stories were that you're telling yourself, but who you are presenting as right now. So when you go on the test, it's a little fun assessment, and it has pictures and things like that. And then at the end, you're going to learn what meridian mood you're in. And, your highest and balanced state, the attributes for that, and also maybe your highest hours of productivity. And especially during this time of change, and yesterday we had an eclipse, today we have an amazing day, Friday the 13th. You know, there's some cool stuff happening out there. And once you figure out kind of what meridian is going off or drawing your attention, then maybe you would like to learn more about that. And I'm providing some private Skype sessions for tongue diagnosis. And then we can kind of get you a prescription of yoga poses for what's going on with you, which is kind of cool, you know, to have your own little set and homework to do.
That is. And so basically what you're saying is that you can facilitate this with people all over the globe and that they don't have to be in Kauai in order to see you.
Right. So some. And we are working on retreats for that, but just to feel like, hey, look, I kind of want to know about that. I want to do my own self-care.
Right.
I can do it in my own living room or my special place. And, you know, it's very personalized medicine that anyone can do themselves.
Wonderful. Brooke, tell us how do we take the test? How do we take the mood test? And then tell everyone how they can get Skype sessions with you so that they can get started on their wellness immediately.
Yeah. Well, all they have to do is go to my website, which is brookeforman.com. And that's Brooke with an E for excellent.
Yeah.
Foreman, like George Foreman, the grill. Me and George came up with that idea. And I said, you know, you go with it, George.
Yeah, totally.
So brookeforman.com. On the front page is going to be what's your meridian mood. And you can click on that and go straight to it. At the end of that, you'll be able to see what your meridian mood is and then be offered the Skype sessions there. Or you can just book online. I have online booking right there, or I can do a consultation with you. It's pretty good. I talk to people all over the world. So it's pretty fantastic tribe out there.
Yeah. And so I love that you put this mood test together, because it's a wonderful way for people to sample and get to know, you know, where they're at, and then opening the door to receive a healing with you. So tell us again about where they can find you at brookforman.com. And is there an email address that people can contact you?
Sure. Yeah, brookforman.com is the easiest way to get to me. And but I'm also an easy email to remember, trainerbrook@yahoo.com. Trainerbrook@yahoo.com. So, you know, throughout the years, I've been a lot of people's trainers, and it's something that I feel like the universe has put me in place to do, is not to be the superstar, but all to be the trail guide, to be the trainer of lifting other people up and letting them see their true potential. That's what's so beautiful about this medicine, and also meeting you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Brooke, it's so amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Brooke Forman. Yeah.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Chinese medicine doctor Brooke Forman. And we're wrapping up the show today, sharing with you how one woman transformed her life and moved and created her own version of paradise after she experienced a traumatic awakening, a lot of abuse, and was deeply affected at a core level about feeling stuck in her life and how she transformed it all. And now she lives in Kauai and she's doing so many wonderful things. Thank you so much, Brooke, for being here today. Tell us now about what it is that you're really excited about moving forward.
Sure. You know, in some ways I've kind of channeled Elizabeth Gilbert with, you know, Eat, Pray, Love. I feel like part of what's happened with me is travel. I love traveling. I feel like I had never traveled alone before my divorce. And after the divorce, I was conquering fear. I was almost like looking for fear so that I could conquer it. Huh. It was like, you know, an empowering, powerful feeling, right? But so that's what I did is I started doing, you know, travel. And so I want to be able to offer that for other women out there that may not feel super comfortable traveling all by themselves, but having something to come to or to travel with in a retreat sense where, you know, they're on their own path of healing and recovery, no matter what that is. And then they can partake in the healing that we are offering if they want, or just go and just have a safe group to be associated with when they're traveling in the future. I'm looking at Bali, I'm looking at Singapore and Australia. I'm coming up on Australia, Melbourne, Australia, and New Zealand coming up here soon. And we've got trips planned in Key West, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, Dallas, Texas. So if you want to be part of, you know, what we're doing here, I'd say my passion and what I'm really excited about is, you know, really giving people the sense that they can be in control of their own lives. There's so much talk about an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, and that's what I'm putting forward to people. In the program that I'm putting together, which is called AIM Life, AIM, which is anti-inflammatory meridian-based life. You know, you figure out the types of foods that are good medicine for you to reduce inflammation, the type of exercise that you do, the meditations, you know, the type of healing that you do, acupuncture, massage, self-care, all of that is part of that program. And so we're going to be bringing that out to the mainland and out to Asia for sure. So if you want to be part of that, you know, we're doing some of those day retreats and I'm going to be doing an online virtual retreat so that people, if they can't feel like they can travel or escape at this time, no worries. They can watch privately and, you know, begin their own strategy to construct their own vibrant life.
And Brooke, whenever you're rolling this out, when you're doing the online invitation, please let me know because I want to let the listeners know so that they can sign up when you have that link because I want to promote that. And I'm going to do it myself. I want to be a part of that too. I know that you and I, we've got a lot of things that we've got going in the future that we're going to be doing together. I want to travel with you and do things with you. And who knows what you and I are going to do. But one thing that I'm going to do for sure is I want to come and take your yoga training, your yoga certification training that you're looking at rolling out late this year, possibly next year also. So people have that to look forward to because you've developed your own signature line of how you healed yourself with Chinese medicine and you've taken it and gotten a doctorate in what it is that you absolutely are passionate about and now teaching people how to live in wellness. And that's so, so admirable because you're just saying, if you can just help one person, well, you're helping so many people because it's going to ripple out in a huge way. Yeah. So I want to thank you so much. Let's tell everybody again where they can find you. Let's tell all the emails, everything.
Sure. Well, first of all, you mentioned the AccuFit Meridian Yoga class. And yes, we are going to do a little yoga certification in that. And it's more of a long weekend kind of certification, not a 200 hour, you know, registered yoga situation, because I think sometimes that scares people away, having to do hundreds and hundreds of hours and hundreds of dollars. So I want to get it to the people, teach them the basics of what they need to know to heal themselves with this yoga and get them out doing it. The second level is more of the practitioner level, where you learn to diagnose and then you prescribe different asana poses for different meridian systems. And that's what we're really working on, is two different kinds of programs for that AccuFit Meridian Yoga. So you can find that on Facebook or at the brookforeman.com. And Health Fountain Institute is the circus tent that holds all of these products and things. And if you go to healthfountaininstitute.com, it'll bring you to that site as well on brookforeman.com. So, the email is trainerbrook@yahoo, and I'd be glad to help train you, because it's almost like personal training for your brain and your body. In Chinese medicine, is called Shen. So I call myself a Shen trainer.
A Shen trainer. Yeah, that's amazing. And you're an excellent trainer. So I look so forward to seeing all of the wonderful things that you're bringing out. And thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I know that your friends and your family right now that are watching you and listening to your story are so proud of how far you've come and what you've overcome. It took a lot of courage to come on public radio to share your story about a life that you once lived and that you once loved, and how you had to let that go because it wasn't serving you any longer to be more true to who it is that was emerging from you, right? So I know that everybody's cheering you on, Brooke, and you're amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Would you tell us in three short words, leave us with your magic?
Three short words.
Three words, six words, nine words.
Integrated health for a vibrant life.
Integrated health for a vibrant life. BrookeForeman.com. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.